WCHL time now for trivia brought to you by your local Aflac agent, Chuck Whalen. Business owners balance benefit costs with employee needs. Aflac, at no cost to the business, helps provide benefits fast and directly to offset rising out-of-pocket expenses. Contact Chuck Whalen at 919-794-7610.
Aflac!
Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger is here. And Freddie,
good morning.
Today is great because it's rock and roll trivia time.
It is the last rock and roll trivia question of the year.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that until you mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah.
But the last rock and roll trivia question of the year.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. It is good.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait. Let's get into it here.
Well, it's number one hits, and we're going back to the year 1978.
Okay.
1978. Right. This tune was on top of the Billboard charts right now back in that year, 1978. We want you to name it and the artist. I'm handing Ron the disc. Flip it over.
Do I have it? Oh,
yeah, you
got
flip.
Yep. Right side?
Okay. Yeah, you got the right side.
All right.
Now, this one, right off the bat, you're going to get it.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Good luck.
Le Freak.
Chic.
By Chic.
You are so chic.
La Freak by Chic.
You were freaky and you're chic.
Oh, yeah.
Freaky.
Yeah, I remember when I was still at Phillips Junior High School before it became a middle school.
Not when he was a student, but when he was a teacher.
No, when I was teaching there, yeah. And we were all there, you know, as teachers hosting the dances. And this song was a huge hit with all the 8th and 9th graders out there dancing.
All that disco stuff.
La Freak by Chic. But you know what? It's got a great story.
What?
According to group guitarist Nile Rodgers, the song was a slam at Studio 54.
Really?
In New York City for its long lines, exclusive clientele, and discourteous doormen. Several of the band members were not allowed in on a New Year's Eve, 1977.
Really?
And so they got back by writing this song. Supposedly, Grace Jones was at it was going that night to Studio 54, left their names, forgot to leave their names at the door.
Yeah.
So they couldn't get in.
Oh, man.
So they made this record, La Freak by Chic. It was a little bit of a dig.
Yeah.
And they only made like $7 million in record sales on that particular tune.
I hate that kind of stuff. Where, you know, you're supposed to get into this elite party, you're supposed to be on the, you know, you see movies all the time or TV shows where people show up at some club and they're trying to get in, the doorman, you know, bouncer, whatever, won't let them in.
Right.
And it's so ridiculous. And then they find somebody who's really good looking in the line and they let them in, you know, just
because
the way
they look. Well, maybe if you wore something off the shoulder.
I don't think that would work.
Maybe, okay.
But I'll keep that in mind.
You could be so chic.
Yeah, and freaky.
La Freak, yes.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yes, sir. See you tomorrow.